It's been called mold breaking, a triumph, and an artistic travesty. It's a new portrait of Queen Elizabeth that veers far from the traditional depictions of royal figures. Britain's most renowned figurative painter, Lucian Freud, grandson of psychoanalyst Sigmund Freud, took up his palette to portray one of the world's most familiar faces. And as NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from London, the result has divided art critics and the British public alike.
You wouldn't know this is the face that launched a billion stamps. The tiara, earrings, and silver-templed curls are there, but the mouth smeared in strumpet-red lipstick is set in a scowl, and the neck, one writer said, wouldn't disgrace a rugby lineman. Robin Smith, the editor of the British Art Journal, says the eyes suggest that Lucian Freud has gone a portrait too far.
It was Sargent, the great portrait painter, who wryly described a portrait as a painting in which there's always something terribly slightly wrong about the eyes. And if you look at the eyes here, they look to be looking in different directions. They're actually lit differently. And then again, the lighting, I think, has affected the chin, yes.
The most painted monarch in British history looks like she's growing a beard. And her subjects, who were admiring the Norwegian Christmas tree in Trafalgar Square today, were not amused. Barry Robert Shaw is a math teacher from Northern England.
I thought it was disgusting.
Why is it disgusting?
I think the area around her mouth and chin looked grubby and dirty. If it was a painting of my wife, I would not allow it to be seen.
That's a bit difficult for Prince Philip to capture the likeness of his wife, the Queen. The royal family commissioned Britain's most revered living painter. The 79-year-old Freud presented the small head and shoulders portrait of a pensive, slightly cross-looking queen as a gift this week. It will go on display in a new gallery at Buckingham Palace next May to mark the Queen's Golden Jubilee. Art critic Richard Cork says it's a refreshing antidote to the normally obsequious royal portraits.
It's the first royal portrait of this monarch that really gets behind the public mask and shows us a flesh and blood human being. This is a woman in her 70s. She's not somebody remote on a distant throne. She's there. It's a very intimate, disturbing picture, certainly. Yes, I can understand people's reactions to it. But I think it's a very great painting indeed.
Lucian Freud has a reputation for refusing to flatter his subjects. Buckingham Palace very diplomatically described the work as an intensely powerful image. But monarchists who worried about an artist best known for his studies of nudes, including pregnant model Jerry Hall, will be relieved to know the Queen wears both her clothes and crown. The head that wears the crown bears the violent brush strokes, heavily applied paint, and bold colors that are Freud hallmarks. They fetch him millions per painting, a fact that didn't much impress Joe Guess, who stopped loading his truck to assess a photo of the portrait.
It looks like it's been done by a 5-year-old child. With bad vision. Crown's all right, the crown looks good. Just her face is a bit blurred. Looks like she's had her face set on fire and it's been put out with a spatula after it's half melted.
The painting has not yet been officially unveiled, but Freud's biographer calls it the best and most important royal portrait in Europe since Goya painted the Spanish monarchy over 200 years ago. Never mind that Goya's portrait of Charles IV with his family mocks Spain's royals as vulgar simpletons. What the Queen had to say about this latest image of herself, or about Freud afterwards, hasn't been recorded. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, London.